Hi, guys. This is Ron. We're going to get started here right now. We're right on time. Listen, we are going to record this call and send out a recording to the folks that are on it, as well as the folks that didn't get on it, that are registered for the upcoming event in L.A. next week.
Yours.
I am going to mute you out here now, so pardon the silence.
All right.
The conference is in lecture mode.
So I've got you muted, so you can't talk to me, but when I'm through, I'll open it up for questions. That way we don't have to deal with the background noise while I'm conversing. I've got several things that I want to talk to you today about. But first, if you're on this call and you're not registered for the Quick Start Real Estate School in Los Angeles next week, then you would be on the wrong call, because this is a pre-event call designed to get you prepared and to come ready so that we can help you actually make some money soon after this event is over. Brian and Lynette, are you on this call?
Hi, Ron.
Hey.
How's it going?
That sounds like Lynette. Yeah. Hey.
Yes, right. It's the wolf couple.
All right. So have I got half the wolf couple here?
Yeah, half the wolf couple, actually.
the other half is teaching today, huh? All right.
Yes.
Well, guys, Brian and Lynette Wolf are going to be very important to you, because they'll be with us through the whole event, and their function is to work with you and your leads. Literally, Lynette is going to call all of your property information sheets for you with her husband, Brian, and see what kind of deals we can turn up for you when you bring these lead sheets in, and help you all the way through to the point to where they're going to make an appointment for you on the phone if we like the answers we get out of your sellers, and then work with you to get you a contract filled out before you leave so that you can be prepared when you take it out into the field. They play a very important part in this, because they run a seven-figure business themselves annually and have been doing so for a long time. So Lynette, I'll let you tell them a little bit about why you're so important.
Absolutely. Actually, Ryan and I, we've been buying and selling real estate and mortgages. We used to be real estate agents. We have combined for the past 50 years combined. We've been doing real estate and real estate mortgages. That is our background. And then we average 6 to 8 deals per month, and we've closed over $95 million worth of real estate transactions. We actually live in Arizona, and we are very fortunate, because we are the king and queen of automation. So we're doing 6 to 8 deals a month, Ron. We put in about an hour a week, okay? It's total automation. We're going to talk about how we do that, of course, at the Quick Start. But the thing that we are most thankful for is meeting you 12 years ago, Ron. Oh, my goodness. You changed our life forever.
Been that long.
And we really, truly owe you everything. We love you, and you changed our life forever. We met you about 12 years ago, and it's because of you that we have been able to have this success.
All right, Lynette, explain to everyone what you're going to do with their leads when they bring them.
Yes, we are so ecstatic. We are so excited. So what we're going to do when you bring in those property lead sheets to the Quick Start Real Estate School, we are going to call your sellers. As a matter of fact, we call your sellers live on the very first day. We're going to call your sellers live from stage. You get to see us closing the deals, coming to a meeting of the minds is what we call it, negotiating the deal right there for you, making you money because you brought that lead in. You're going to be so happy that you brought those lead sheets in. And the thing is, we're going to help close the deal. We're going to have a meeting of the minds. We're going to negotiate the deal. You're going to go home with a pre-negotiated deal, and it's all because you brought that lead sheet into the Quick Start Real Estate School.
Right,
and the cool thing is...
Go ahead. For clarity, though, you're going to be spending all day, day one, making calls outside of the room.
That's correct. So
the first evening, you and Brian are going to call them live, so you'll hear both sides, and then you're actually going to be spending a good part of the second day and the third day as well making calls, so we can get as many of them contacted as we possibly can. The hard part The hard part is actually getting people on the telephone. Unfortunately, it takes 2 or 3 tries, and then a large percentage of them we'll never reach. That's true here for our virtual assistant staff here in Jacksonville. No matter how hard we try, I'm always shocked by the number of people that advertise they have a house for sale and then won't pick up the telephone when somebody calls them. So
it's amazing.
We fight that. But we'll get through as many of them as we can, and then I'll do deal structuring sessions on the stage where you'll see what we would do with these properties based on the answers that Lynette gets on the phone for you and the facts that we've collected on the property information sheets. So I'm going to go through in a minute and make sure that you're clear on how to get those filled out, where to find them, and how to come prepared. But before I do, let me go through a little punch list here. You guys should all have the hotel information by now, but in case you don't, we're going to be at the Sheraton Gateway, which is at the airport on Century Boulevard. It's the Sheraton Gateway. And if you happen to need to call them, that's 310-642-1111, 310-642-1111. I would strongly suggest that you stay at the hotel unless you live very darn close. If you're in the L.A. market, you have to live closer. It's a long drive. And the reason for that is because I know I'll have your full attention. You don't have to go home at night. You don't have to beat the traffic and get there in the morning, because we start at 8 a.m. every single day. So if it's possible, the rooms are $119 a night. I'm telling you, you're going to be a lot more comfortable if you're there with the rest of the group. You can network with the rest of the group at night, and you know, you'll get as much out of the people that are at the event as you will the instructors, which is the Wilson Eye, at the event. So consider it, strongly consider it. And if you have not signed up your spouse to come with you yet, you still may by simply calling us and letting us know. There's no charge. You can bring one guest for free. If you've already got one guest on our list that you're bringing, then you can add a second guest for $500. But if you can possibly get your spouse there, I can tell you that it's going to be a lot better. The end result's going to be better. Even if your spouse is not working the business with you, he or she will most certainly clearly understand why you're working it, and can't help but get excited and be on your team and be pushing you forward instead of sometimes we find pulling you backwards. It's hard to explain what you learn at this event after you go home and try to translate it into a spouse that wasn't sitting in the event. This truly is a life-changing event. I don't have to sell you on that. You've already bought it. You've already committed yourself to be to it, but I can tell you that it will change the way you look at and probably do real estate for the rest of your life. You should have courses in your hands by now if you're the principal who registered. And if you do not have those courses, then you should get a hold of our staff immediately and find out why. Now, I know many of you bought the new Pretty House Terms course in our release on January the 6th and the 7th and the 9th, or the 10th or whenever it was, 10th I think it was. And if that's the case, you may or may not have it delivered to you yet. We sent it by UPS, but wow, we send it. Don't know what happens to it after that, but to get something from here to California, we find it's taking at least 5 or 6 good work days. You will have that any minute now if you don't have it, because all of those orders have been shipped. If you get that new terms course in time, that's the one I want you to spend time listening to. There are 14 CDs in it, and it comes with DVDs. However, two of those CDs are Q&A calls. Put those aside for now. Two of those are deal structuring calls, and that's on video as well, where you see Lynette and I on stage doing what we're going to do at your event. You can set that aside for now. And two of those are me calling sellers. Those two I probably would listen to, because that'll give you some aid and when you pick up the telephone and do what I'm about to ask you to do to prepare for the event. When you hear me talking to people, you'll pick up some good tips. One is I don't beg them. I just tell it like it is, and I let them tell me if they're interested or not, and you'll hear me explain to them why they might should consider terms. And by the time you listen to the 8 calls that are on those two CDs, it can't help but change your mannerisms about making the calls yourself. If you do not have my new terms course, then listen to the Control Without Ownership course if you haven't already. If you have it, that's the purple one. The new terms course made that one obsolete, and it made the green Pretty House cash flow system obsolete as well. So the new terms course, though, however, Nicole and the old Control Without Ownership are rather similar. So you're well prepared if you get through either one of those before you come. And if you don't, you don't. If you come and you haven't listened to them, everything you're going to need is in the boot camp manual that you'll receive. It's over 300 pages, and it's got all the updated stuff in it, the forms of scripts and so forth. And what you don't get in the book is mounted on our Gold Club site for you as well. If you are not a Gold Club member by now, you might as well go to Ron's Gold Club and sign up, ronsgoldclub.com, and get signed up for that. It's only $59 a month, and obviously you're not going to do real estate without being a part of that. Every form and agreement is right there for you to use, hundreds of hours worth of training lessons and a lot of other benefits I'm not going to get into now. You can go explore that for yourself. It's only $59 a month. Also, if you want to go ahead and get a jump start and you haven't got a VA yet, you probably should call our office and get a VA set up. Tell them that you want to get a VA set up, and they'll give you two options. We have a $297 a month plan and a $697 a month plan, both of which include VA service and your website, your interactive voice response system that I will demonstrate to you when I get there for buyers to call. Gosh, your database for your buyers list is already built for you. And you get a email account, you get a texting account, and your Go Club dues is part of that as well. So if you pick the $297 plan, you get 5 hours of VA service. You can then add as you see fit, or you can pick a $697 a month plan. In fact, you probably should go ahead and start with the $297 plan, and I'll explain everything to you clearly while you're there. But if you want to upgrade, you can later. You are going to need a virtual assistant. You might as well get that started. Bad news is this is Wednesday. There's no way we can get you one set up and running to generate leads for you before the next event. But, hey, ask when you call. It's possible because our VAs will search websites in your counties and pick the FSBO leads off of there and call them for you. And it very well may be possible that we can get you some leads before you arrive. I mean, actually, we got, 6 days, so maybe we can. I will tell my staff that if anyone that's in the LA event calls, to put them at the top of the list and get you priority status to get set up. My office is 904-262-0491, 904-262-0491. Just tell them you want to talk to somebody about a VA. I think I said we start at 8 o'clock every morning, so you make sure you get there on time now. Registration is going to be earlier than that. Come on in and get you a seat. I would just be guessing as to how many folks we'll have, but right now my best guess is we'll have maybe 70 folks in the room, which is actually two busloads. So we'll be taking, looks like we might be taking two busloads out.
Oh, wow. That's a big one.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into this property information sheet. You should have been sent that. If you do not have the property information sheet in front of you right now, then make a note to go to ronlegrand.com/FSBO, F-S-B-O, and you can drag it off of there. Or if you're a Gold Club member, you can get it off of there. And, of course, it's in my courses. You can get it out of there. It's the same property information sheet. That sheet is going to be the heartbeat of your business. So we need to have a conversation on how to make sure that that thing gets filled out so that when you bring them to class, you come prepared so we can help you. Help us help you. You've got a very qualified staff there to work with you and show you how to pull money out of thin air. And I can tell you in the market where you folks are at, now, of course, I don't want you to think that everybody there is coming from Southern California because they're not. We will literally have people in that event from all parts of the United States. In fact, what Lynette, the last one we did, where were we? I forgot now.
The last one was...
you can't even remember, and you're young.
Oh, it's Jacksonville. We just came from Jacksonville.
That's right, December. Okay, we're in Jacksonville. I promise you, we had about 125 people in the room, and there wasn't 7 or 8 folks in here from Jacksonville.
I got a copy of a check from a student that brought in a lead from Jacksonville.
You do? How much did it make?
They ended up, we bought the house subject to, took over the debt for $106, sold it to the lease purchase buyer for $149.9, and they gave 10% down. We've got a 10% down. Yep. Yeah, the check is
$14,000.
It's exactly $14,083, so $14,083.
That's just a little simple deal. There are the hundreds of those out there. It don't take but a fraction of those guys to pay for everything you just paid for this education you're about to get. And honestly, you should easily be able to do a deal within 30 days after leaving this event.
Easily. Kyle is so happy he brought that lead sheet into Jacksonville, Florida.
And if you bring lead sheets in, I promise you there's a real good chance that we can turn them around for you and help you get paid. Look, this event's very, very cheap compared to the fact that the minimum down payment, the minimum deposit, the minimum money I want anybody to make on any deal that we do is $10,000. So you do the math. All right, so let's get to work on these lead sheets. And I'm going to tell you what to do. Listen closely. Play back the recording when I get it, because Lynette and I both know, no matter how many times I say this, some of you are still going to come with incomplete lead sheets. And what are we going to tell them, Lynette, when they do?
We told you so.
What we're going to tell them is that we can't manufacture things to put in these blanks.
Exactly.
So you guys got to have the blanks filled in if you want us to help you. We have to have the numbers, and we have to know what we're dealing with to be able to intelligently process the lead sheet. Not only will we have to have that information during the event, you most certainly are going to have it after the event. So the first step is to get the answers to the questions on that property information sheet so we don't have to do any guesswork. And we're going to go down that list. Now, when you get a virtual assistant, that virtual assistant will fill out those sheets for you so you don't have to worry about that. Ours are trained very well to fill in those blanks, and they know they got to fill in the blanks if the seller will give them the information. So now when you get that sheet, you just make the call based on all the facts in front of you, and you'll know whether the seller is going to take terms or not take terms, and it just makes it so much easier for you, and takes a very small amount of your time to make a few phone calls a week and maybe a visit or two a week to people's houses. When you see this systemization come to light, you'll quickly realize why we keep saying it just doesn't take much time to do this business. Your job is to make decisions and get all this grunt work out of the way, and we've got people to do the grunt work for you for very small amounts of money. And more importantly, they're going to get the grunt work done so that you don't have to think about it, and they're going to do it whether your head's in the game right then or not, because you've exchanged a few of your dollars for their time, and they have to produce or they won't keep getting the dollars. So you're going to see that theme inherent in everything that Lynette and I do, because I've been to their office in Arizona, and I can tell you they can't do 6 or 8 deals a month unless they got people doing almost all of the work. Right, Lynette?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so let's start with this sheet, guys. At the top, it's pretty self-explanatory, upper left-hand corner. It might be good that we know the address of the property and the source. Make sure you get the source. Where did this lead come from? Because you're going to want to know that when I teach you to start keeping track of your lead sources so you can tell, you know, which ones are working the best. And on the right upper right-hand corner, the first thing we're going to ask the seller is, what are you asking? There's only one place on the earth we can get that answer, and that's right out of the seller's mouth. What are you asking? And then right below that, the next question is what do you think the property would be worth if we had it appraised? Now, for those of you who attended my one-day seminar in L.A. or elsewhere, you know we went through this at the event, but I can't. This cannot be repeated too many times until you finally get the fact that we need these blanks filled in. I want to know what that seller thinks that house is worth, and that's simply, what do you think it would be worth if we had it appraised right now? Fill in the number. I want to know if the seller thinks it's worth more or less, or whether they're right on target. Is our seller in la-la land? Or is our seller pricing it below market and maybe not even knowing it? And then right below that, you'll see your comps. That's not for you to ask the seller, so please make yourself a note. That's for you to go on a website and get comps if and only if you like the rest of the answers that the seller gives you. If the seller says yes, they'd do a lease purchase, or yes, they'll do owner financing, then when you hang up, you go on Zillow or Trulia or ePraisal.com and do your best to see what you can find about comparables that are similar to your house. You like ePraisal, don't you?
Yeah, that's what we like, Ron.
I actually went on that site here recently, and it was pretty easy to use.
It's very user-friendly.
Of course, they all are, really. But it will take you a little while to get acclimated to those sites, and they probably will tick you off till you figure out how to use them. You only got to do that once, guys. Look, for the rest of your career, you're going to have to be pulling comps from somewhere. Now would be a good time for you to decide where that somewhere is. And it's probably going to be Zillow, Trulia, T-R-U-L-I-A, or ePraisal.com or Redfin.com or frankly any host of 50 more that you can choose. If you happen to be a realtor, then you'll obviously be using the MLS system. So the year comps is what you fill in only if you have a need to care. So if the seller says no on terms, I don't care what their house is worth. Fill it in after you get it. So simply, when you get a yes, go check the comps for me. Please don't bring them to class with nothing in the blanks. You can go on those sites as easy as anyone else can. You can see what's been sold. You can write down those numbers. And if you don't do that, we're just simply guessing as to the market value. And I don't like guessing. I can pull money out of thin air, but it's easier when I got something to work with. So fill in the comps. All right, Lynette, tell them how important that next block is with loan information, is it, while I try to get my voice back here?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Definitely, if we don't have mortgage information, we don't know what to do with the lead, essentially. I mean, we need to get that mortgage information. If you say the next block says we need to know the mortgage amount, we need to know the approximate monthly payment, of course, are they current? Is that PITI, principal, interest, property taxes, and insurance? If you're dealing with what we call a prospect, you'll be able to obtain that mortgage information, and we need that mortgage information in order to ascertain what kind of deal it is, okay? That's why right below the mortgage information is the box that says, will you sell the house for what you owe on it?
All right, hold on before you go there. Hold on. Guys, in your terms course, and in your control without ownership course, you will see a rebuttal script in there when they say, well, that's none of your business.
Don't let that
intimidate you. You just read my script. Read my script when they say that's none of your business, and I know you're thinking they all will, but that's not true. You won't have more than 15, 20% max tell you that's none of your business. The rest of them will gladly give you the mortgage information if you simply ask. But the script, if you read the script and then you still can't get the mortgage information, there ain't no sense in bringing it to class because we've got all the answers we need. We've got a seller that is a pain in the ass, and we're not going to deal with them. That's simple. I am simply not going to work with sellers who don't even give me the answers to fill in the blank when I'm trying to buy their house and get them money. So they pre-screen themselves out. All right. Now.
But you'd be surprised how many times on that next box, Ron, will you sell the house for what you owe on it, how many times you get a yes.
All right, well, let's get through with the box above it first, Lynette.
I can't wait to get to that box.
just relax. Take a pill. Got to have the loan amount, guys. Either that or it's got to have a zero saying it's free and clear. This is critical, and without it, the entire property information sheet is worthless. You got to tell me what they owe or that they owe nothing. And if they owe it, we must have that payment. And then we must know if it includes taxes and insurance. And then, of course, we must know if it's current. Now, I just simply say, I assume it's current. And they say, yes. You check yes, you're done. If it's behind, we need to know about how far behind. You're going to be probably a little shocked at how few people you get on the telephone that are behind. Generally, people who are behind on their payments don't even advertise their house for sale. So you're not going to run across many of them. And I don't want you to be under the impression that this business is all about looking for people in foreclosure, because honestly, I don't want people in foreclosure. That's not the play here. We're going to be working with people with payments that are current and their credit is excellent, and they're not ready to blow their brains out, but they need to get out of the house for one reason or another. And in all price ranges, I don't really care how high the price range is. I'm dealing in multi-million-dollar houses all the way down to $100,000 houses all across the country. In fact, the nicer the house, the better. So do not let the price range scare you away. But I have to have that loan amount. So, Lynette, your best guess, what percentage of our audience is going to come in with incomplete property information sheets?
Oh, my goodness. Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to guess that 30%.
Now, this is L.A. now. These folks are special.
I'd say 30%, even though we said it how many times?
I don't know. So guys, don't bring us in a sheet that's halfway filled out and expect us to finish it. You have got to get the facts on the sheet. It's that simple. All right, go down to your next copy in the middle there. Lynette is alluding to the one on the left, says, will you sell for what you owe? But please see what it says right above that. It says you'd only ask that question if you have a $35,000 or less gap between the loan amount and the asking price. So let's make sure we're clear there. If the house is a $300,000 house and the feller owes $180 on it, but he wants $285, if you ask him if you'll sell for what you owe, I think you've probably ended that conversation right there because he's got you pegged for an idiot. He's asking $285, he owes $180, and you're asking him if he'll sell for what he owes. So you've just alienated that customer. So be very careful that you do not ask that question unless there's that small gap between the asking price and the loan amount. And I just chose $35,000. Anything around that or below that or even a little above that, fair game to ask that question.
Okay, Ron, so the reason I was excited about that box is we just called the seller this morning, actually, at the event here. You're going to see Jeff and Gina tomorrow, Ron. The mortgage was $160,000. The house is worth $190,000. We said, will you sell the house for what you want? And they said, yes. And not only did we get it for zero money down, none of our own credit, we bought the house for $160,000, but it's got some monthly cash flow.
Okay. Well, I tell you, you guys probably ought to make a note right now. Brian and Lynette are here teaching their Taking Action and Communication workshop here in Jacksonville yesterday and today. And then starting tomorrow for the next 2 days is our first Quick Start graduate alumni event. And that's an event that you guys are entitled to free. Now, you're not going to make this one, of course. So let me go ahead and give you the next dates right now so you can get them in your calendar. They are June 11 and 12. And then their Taking Action and Communication workshop will be 2 days prior to that. Of course, I'll give you that information when we get there, but you might want to set aside those dates because that's perfect timing for you. We train you in January. You go out and play for a few months, and then we get you back for a follow-up event. It's free. There's no cost. It is in Jacksonville, so you will have an airplane ticket. But, hey, if I can fly to you, you can fly to me. That's fair. All right.
That is fair.
Now let's move over to the middle there. You'll see in the middle it says to ask the lease option question. Would you consider selling on the lease purchase if we take over all your repairs? That's only ask if there's a mortgage on the property, but that has if there's a mortgage on a property, whether it has equity or not, you need to ask that question. Now, remember, you don't ask that question if you're asking the one to the left, will you sell for what you owe? If you ask, will you sell for what you owe, and they say yes, you're done. Circle yes and move on down the page. If they say no, however, what the heck?
Oh. Sorry.
Is that you, Lynette?
No, it was a student. Sorry.
Oh, okay. If they say no, however, then you go ahead and ask the lease purchase question. But let me rephrase a moment. Forget what I just said. If you ask, will you sell for what they owe, and they say no, I want you to make yourself a note to follow that question up with, well, then what's the least you would take for your equity if I took over your debt? What's the least you would take for your equity if I took over your debt? It would be very good for us to have that answer. For example, let's say we got a $300,000 house and they owe $280,000, and they say no when you say, will you sell for what you owe? And then you ask that question, and they say, well, I'm going to need a little moving money. Well, now we got a deal. We probably got a deal where we wouldn't have known if we didn't ask that question. So now we know we can go in there for $2,000 or $3,000 and buy that house and take over probably a low-interest debt and get a beautiful home in a beautiful neighborhood with some equity in it. So I hope everybody got that. And if you didn't, I'm going to open it up for Q&A here in a few minutes. All right, if you don't get a positive answer there, go to the middle if it's got a mortgage. And if you get a positive answer to the lease purchase, circle yes. If you don't, circle no. And then over on the right, you'll see the question to ask if the house is free and clear. If the house is free and clear, you always ask them, would you consider taking your equity in monthly installments? If they say yes, circle it. You're done. If they say no, look right below that now, and you'll see the lease option question. If they say no to owner financing, See if you can get them to say yes to a lease purchase. Just follow the lines right on down, and it'll tell you exactly what to do. So when you bring these to class, I want either a yes or a no in one of those blocks on that page. And, of course, the yeses are what we're looking for. Bring all of them that you do to class, whether they're yes or no, but Lynette and Brian are only going to call the yeses. Only going to call the yeses, and then you'll know what to do with the no's when you get back home. In fact, in your course, there is a script called No Script. It's what it says at the top. No Script, meaning if you get a no, read the script. And it will convert many of them, those no's, into yeses, because it tells the seller what you're trying to accomplish and why it might be in their best interest to work with you on terms. If you read the no script and you get a no, don't bring it to class. It's worthless. We don't want it, and neither do you. Set it aside and turn it over and take notes on the back, because it's a worthless suspect, not a prospect. All right, once we get past that, by the way, everything that we've just described here takes a whole lot less time for you to ask and get answered than it does to me to explain it to you. but we need to know the number of bedrooms and bathrooms down at the bottom, certainly, and the square footage. I want to know what size house we're dealing with. And make sure you find out if it's listed or not. If you look at the sheet, the question's right in front of you. I need you to fill in yes or no. And the reason for their moving, that's important to me. For example, if they say, got transferred, well, I know we got a motivated seller. So fill in these blanks. They're there for a reason. Does it need any repairs, yes or no? I don't need to know, or I don't have to have a repair estimate, but I most certainly want to know if it needs repairs. Because if it does need repairs, I'm relying on you to tell me, is it a major rehab? Is it just a little bit of foo-foo, or is it in an excellent condition? So you put on there yes or no for me. And then when do you want to move? It's kind of important as well, because if they say as soon as possible, you also know you got a flexible seller. If they say, 6 months from now, you know you got one that's not so flexible. So get those answers. They're there for a very, very important reason. So bedrooms and baths, the rest of it down there is fill in the blanks. It's pretty obvious, but there's one very important one down there I want filled in, and that's whether it's vacant or occupied. Vacant or occupied is big, because that seller is a whole lot more motivated if it is vacant than they are if it's occupied, especially if there is a loan on it. Not only that, I like the vacants because now I can take immediate possession of them, start showing them and advertising them, and getting them filled without having to deal with appointments and the seller and all of that. So, all right, well, that's it. Make sure that all of those answers are filled in. And if you got questions, jot them down here, because in a second I'm going to open it up. Before I do, I got a couple more things. If you want to bring a third guest and you have not registered them yet, just call our office and add them on. It's $500 for that third guest. Got to do that quickly, though. And if you've got a guest that you've registered, or in fact you for some reason cannot make it, please call us and let us know. We're bringing you a 325-page manual. We do a lot of work to prepare, and we have to keep a pretty good count on who's going to be in the room and who's not, so that we can be ready for you. Now, again, we start at 8 a.m. every morning, and please do not make any evening plans. We're making them for you. You're not going to get out of there until 7:30 the first day, and probably about the same the second day, and then on the third day, somewhere around 6. But you will be out of there by 4:30 on the last day if you need to make plans. So, we didn't cover where to find the leads to make these calls too, so we better do that.
Yes.
Guys, I'm not looking for listed houses. Don't go into the MLS and start calling people unless you want a realtor uprising. We're only looking for FSBOs. That's for sale by owners. And our goal is to find the ones that will consider terms. For your information, about a third of all the FSBOs that are on the market out there will consider terms if properly asked. Lynette and I will prove that to you from your own leads that you bring to class. The first place you'd want to start, of course, is Craigslist. and all the online sites that you can find that people advertise their houses for sale. If you're going to get one of our VAs, they're going to do the same thing. They're going to search all the sites that we're aware of in your area for FSBO ads and try to track down the sellers and get them on the phone and make the call for you. But I would not count on our VAs getting you enough leads between now and the boot camp, which is a week off. Got to do some work on your own to get these leads coming in. Go to Google and type in, I want to buy a house in Culver City or wherever you're at, and it'll give you a list of sites where people advertise houses are for sale. So go on those sites and contact as many people as you can that are anywhere near you. I don't care if they're 2 hours away, and get the property information sheet filled out. Do the best you can. Bring it to class, and we'll take it from there. Also, spend some time riding around in the nice neighborhoods looking for sale by owner signs in front of houses. When I get you into class, I'm going to show you how to have those flooding into you by going online and having people sending them to you till you tell them to shut them off. Last time we did a campaign for FSBO signs, we got over 70 leads in about 8 days.
Wow.
That's 70 FSBO signs in front of houses. So I'm going to show you how to do that. Getting sellers calling you is not going to be an issue for you. I'll also teach you the yellow letter campaign, but I'm going to tell you right now, you may never send yellow letters because, honestly, there's enough of them out there for you to work on. You may never have to. But between now and the event, right now I'm only concerned about 1 week. Find all of these FSBOs you possibly can through every source you possibly can. Even pick up your newspaper because people still advertise in that thing. Call them, fill out these forms, and bring them to us. Make sure you complete them. Make sure you put all the information on them. Put your name in the upper left-hand corner and bring them to class and turn them in, and we'll do the rest. All right, Lynette, you have any comments on that?
Well, first of all, we are super excited to call your sellers, close deals for you, and we don't even take a cut. So the more lead sheets you bring in, the better, because if you get to this Quick Start Real Estate event and you see all your other fellow students consummating deals and you are not because you did not bring in lead sheets, you are going to feel awfully bad. So I can't stress enough, bringing lots and lots of property lead sheets. And Ron, you might not even know this, but we used to live in California, and when I was a real estate agent, we lived in Marina Del Rey. You mentioned Culver City. Our first son, Dashiell, who's 24 years old, was born in Beverly Hills.
Nice.
So, yeah. So we're excited to come back to California. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're super excited to see you guys, but bring in lots and lots and lots of lead sheets.
The conference
is
no longer in lecture mode.
The floor is open for your questions now.
Ron, I got a quick question for you.
Can this business, that's the terms business, be done from one's desk exclusively without driving around?
Somebody's going to have to visit the house once you get the right answers.
Okay.
So either I do it from my desk without driving around, but I got boots on the ground wherever I'm doing deals.
Okay.
And in fact, I got a gal. Here's what I do. I call a seller and I say, okay, well, listen, I got what I need. I'm going to send a gal out there to take a look at it now, and she's going to call me while I'm there and put you on the phone, and let's get this thing done if you're ready to go.
All right.
And then
does the person who is signed up to come with you, do they receive the same manual as we're going to receive?
Every person will get a manual, but, of course, there's only one set of courses.
Okay.
Yeah, but everybody that's there will get a manual. Okay, any other questions?
Well, I have a question, Ron.
Go ahead. Give me just 2 seconds. Well, you'll be right back. Okay, I'm back.
All right, this is Steve from Los Angeles. You mentioned that the first box, if asking price and loan balance are within $35,000, yes or no.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I understood it. It seems to me that whether you write yes or no, you still could ask about purchasing with a lease option or
No need.
No?
No need. When they say they'll sell for the loan balance, we know we got them. We know we got a free house. We'll worry about the details later.
Okay.
I don't want you over-negotiating on the front end. Just ask the questions that are there and get me the answers and bring them to class, and we'll show you how to process them. We have scripts in your manual for you to continue answering questions when you get a yes answer. They're actually designed for you to call a seller back after your VA fills out that sheet, but they're the same scripts. In fact, those scripts are in your courses as well. And well, I'm glad you brought that up, because when you get the yes answers on seller financing, go to the seller financing script that's in your course, because I would like it if you would continue asking the critical questions at the bottom of that script, which are, what's the lowest price you could take? May I assume you'll sell with nothing down? And what's the lowest monthly payment you could take? If you can come to class after asking those questions and fill in those blanks, boy, that really makes it easy for us to target in and process those leads very, very quickly.
So once we have all these things filled out, I'm assuming we just tell them, listen, I'm going out of town, and can I get back to you next week?
Well, actually, why don't you just say, listen, I'm actually going to be meeting with my partner next Wednesday, and we'll call you from there.
All right. And then final question regarding when you're making these phone calls, would you do a quick role play or just something to start the conversation off so we know? If we just call and start asking all these questions, it sounds like people might not be too open to that, but is there a quick
you
sort of a...
You want to be my seller?
Sure.
All right. Hi, Steve. This is Ron LeGrand calling about the house you had advertised on Craigslist.
Oh, yeah. How can I help you? It's a nice place.
Well, you got a few minutes. I need some information.
Sure.
Okay. First, I'd need the address, assuming I didn't get it off of Craigslist. Let's see. I got it. All right.
123.
No, I got it. I got off Craigslist. All right. All right, Steve, let me get your phone number before I forget that. Got it.
Yeah.
For mine.
All right.
And what are you asking again, Craig?
I was asking $600,000.
Okay. And what do you think it would appraise for if we had appraise right now?
Well, about $600,000.
Okay. So you're asking about what it's worth? All right.
Yeah.
Do you have a loan balance on it?
I do.
Okay. And what's the loan balance, please?
$500,000.
All right. And the payment?
$2,800.
All right. Does that include taxes, insurance, Steve?
It does.
Okay. And I assume that's current, right?
Yeah. And why do you need to know all my mortgage information? Do you just, I mean, do you want to buy the, are you interested in the house?
Well, because my next question, Steve, is would you consider a lease purchase on the property if we took over your repair responsibility and made you a payment till we got you cashed out?
I don't know. I kind of need my cash.
Well, I understand that. We hear that a lot. And actually, what we do is we cash you out, but it's a delayed cash out. So we're looking for sellers who can work with us on terms so we can take them into the marketplace and offer terms and work with that 80% of the market that can't qualify for a loan and give them a little time and help them fix what's broke. The good news is, Steve, you get full market value for your property. And you don't have any real estate commission, plus your payment gets paid along the way. Would you consider
that? I might consider that. I don't know much about it.
Well, it just means you're leasing the property with the option to buy. Buyer does repairs, and you sit back and wait until we get you cashed out. It's not more complicated. We close with an attorney. And it costs you nothing, Steve.
Okay.
What I will do is probably when I find the person that I want to put in or the family I want to put in there, I'll raise the price enough to cover my compensation, and that's how I get paid. And I can do that because you're working with me on terms. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that I could see myself considering that.
All right. How many bedrooms and bathrooms do you have?
Three bedrooms, two baths.
Okay, and square footage?
1,800 square feet.
Got it. And it's not listed, right?
No.
And in excellent condition?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How fast do you want to get out of it?
You know, sometime in the next 60 days, I'm going to be having a job transfer over to west side.
So you're pretty much ready to go when we find somebody in there that we like, eh?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, listen, is it a brick house or what's the construction on it?
It's a Spanish-style stucco.
Stucco? Okay. Two or three-car garage?
Two.
All right. Well, you know what? Is there any association fees on it?
No, there are not.
Okay. Well, I got what I need, so all I need from you now is to tell me that you're interested enough in terms for me to come take a look. So if you like what I see, I'll do that, and then we can conclude while we're there.
Sure. So come take a look.
All right. At that point, you'd go to the appointment script and make an appointment.
Got it.
How long did that take? 2 minutes?
Just about, yeah.
You know, in all the time that I've been making this call, you're the first one that actually put me to the test, Steve.
Good.
Right.
Thank you, Ron.
He probably has some insight.
I've done this before, Steve. All right, has anybody else got any questions?
This is Forrest in Palm Springs.
Okay.
Steve brought up a good point, though, when we call these leads.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, very first thing we do is introduce ourselves as property, as real estate investors.
That word never came out of my mouth, did it?
No.
I'm calling you about your house. Do you have a minute?
Okay, that's it. And that's how you do it.
Now, Steve knows I'm an investor now, doesn't he?
He does.
Not trying to keep it a secret. If anybody thinks that they don't want to work with a real estate investor, let them keep their house.
Right.
They sure more proud of it than I am.
Very good. Okay, that answers.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else? All right. Well, guys, I'm glad you tuned in. We will get this call out so that everybody can listen to it again and get to the people who couldn't get on the call today. And just come prepared. We're excited to work with you. And remember, be there bright and early on Wednesday morning because we will start at 8 a.m. sharp. I'm a stickler for starting on time. And the more leads you bring, the better you're going to like it. Right, Lynette? Lynette has left me. All right. Okay. So that's it for today. And I'll see you in a week. Bring leads. We'll make some money.
Okay, Ron. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.